I'm so sorry, sir. I do apologize. Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Brianna. May I have the zip code?
21228.
I do apologize. You said 21228?
Yes.
May I please have the first and last name?
Adolphus Ekpejuba.
Okay, spell it out for me, sir, your first and last name.
Adolphus, A-D-O-L-P-H-U-S.
Okay.
E-K-E-J-I-U-B-A.
Thank you for the information. For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
1200 Westerly Place, Apartment 2C, Catonsville, Maryland, 21228.
Thank you for the information. I have located an account for the Omax 3. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I received an email about an order. I still have a reasonable quantity of the product with me, so I would like to cancel that order. It looks like it was automated or so. I didn't place a new order. SH45884.
Okay, I do apologize. It's for the Omax. Your account has been canceled for the Omax Ultra 3.
Sorry?
Your account has been canceled for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Cognitive.
Sir?
For cognitive.
No, what I'm saying is you can go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Did you send me an email today?
No, we didn't send an email.
Yeah, is this a fraud?
No.
I got an email of that I placed an order which I didn't place.
Okay, sir. We're not any fraud. It's for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
No, I mean the mail. Is the mail a fraud? Is it from an individual who is not connected with Omax? It says okay. The shipping, the order number is SH45884.
Okay. Yes, I have an account, sir, but your account was for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, and your account has been canceled. That's what I have for you, but your account has been canceled.
Yeah, because then I don't know who sent the mail. Okay, all right. Maybe I'll forward it to you. You look at it and see if you can confirm it or not. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Omax Health. Have a wonderful day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.